Hello and welcome back to Establishing the Coaching Agreement. In this section, we're going to cover other contracting components, and then I'll tell you how to get access to the recorded coaching sessions to review. You'll find maybe some credentialing markers attached to this presentation, and then the other bullet point down the bottom will be handled in a separate presentation. So let's get to other contracting components. There are four other components that can happen in a coaching session agreement. The first is you need to check with the client during the session on progress toward their specific desired outcomes. The second is recontracting with the client during the session. The third is check at the end specifically against the client's stated outcomes for the session. And the fourth is, at the end, you can ask what is still lingering in their mind that didn't get addressed. So let's go through each of these four components. These are sample questions that you may want to ask during the coaching session itself. I want to check with you, how is what we're talking about moving you toward what you wanted from our session today? Now, you don't wait until the very end to ask that type of question. You may be a third of the way, halfway through the coaching session, when you want to check in. Now, the caveat to that is it can take up to maybe 15, 20 minutes in a 30 to 45 minute coaching session to get to the coaching session agreement in full. There's this belief that I think was held by maybe some coach training schools, maybe some coaches, that you have to get the coaching session agreement nailed down in the first few minutes. Yes, that's great if the client is very clear and it's all very, you know, cut and dried, but it may not be that way. The client may start with their field work and how they've gone with that. You may inquire about that. Then it may be about the topic. Then you inquire about, you know, what do they really want to accomplish now? They're still maybe not clear. So you do a little more inquiry. Then you ask again. So now we're at, what do you think the focus is you want to have for the rest of this session? What do you want to accomplish? And so as long as you're in the process of asking about the coaching agreement and it's clear that you're still trying to establish that, you can be coaching all the way through that first 10, 15 minutes, if that's how long it takes. So please don't take that as that's how long it does take. It may take that long. As long as you're in flow and present and you have the mindset of partnering and connection with your client, and it's clear that you are still focusing on understanding what they want. If the client says, look, I don't really know what I want from this session, then it becomes clearer that they later on, then you might ask them. So it seems like you now have some clarity about what you want to have by the end of this session. How would you describe that? Or is that true for you? Do you have the clarity? So you can be attentive and listening, because it helps the client to then focus in on, hone in on what they can take away, what they want to get, not just have a great conversation. So these two bullet points here are examples again, sample questions. I want to check with you, how is what we're talking about moving you toward what you wanted from our session today? Or you could say, I wonder if now is a good time for you to reflect on what you've gained so far toward your desired outcome for today. You can use the client's words specifically, or you could ask the client. You know, you mentioned at the beginning that you wanted to have a conversation with your boss and that you wanted to role play and strategize, have a plan for that. I'm just wondering, how are we doing toward your outcome? So, or you could ask the client to recap. You know, would you mind just taking a moment to recap what it is that you said you wanted from our session, and where are we at now? How far have we got against what you wanted? So again, it's like you're inviting the client to teach you, to partner with you, and you're trusting them. You're not just driving the session and off you go in your car and driving along behind the wheel. No, you're partnering with your client. You're asking them, inviting them in. Coaching is a partnership. That's what makes it so beautiful compared to other types of professions. It's an equal partnership. The coach just has different expertise than the client. The client is expert in their life and their thinking and feeling. The coach is expert in coaching skills and presence and using those to the best of their ability to help the client uncover their wisdom and then find out what else they may need. And the coach may need to help them figure out what else they need. And there may be you know, some things that they can enlighten them with. So there are two bullet points. You'll have an opportunity to put together some of your own. Let's move on to the next section, recontracting with the client during the session. So coach continues conversation in direction of client's desired outcome unless the client indicates otherwise. This is actually one of the new PCC markers that came out in June 2014. It's actually coaching agreement number 5, or creating the coaching agreement marker number 5. And you'll find that as an addendum to this presentation, and any other markers that have come out as this product is out, you will also receive as addendums. So what this is I noticed you are now talking about X. How does this relate to what you said you wanted to accomplish today? So the client may be all of a sudden talking about something that seems to you unrelated. And so the second bullet point says, this seems like a different topic. Is that how you see it? How would you like to proceed from here? Notice that the coach does not assume that they know that this is a different topic. Often a coach will say, well, now you're talking about a different topic. Unless it's very clear that it's a different topic, you ask the client, because they may see it as related, but you just don't know because you don't live in their mind, in their head, in their way of thinking, way of being. So these are the types of questions you have to pay attention to as part of establishing the coaching agreement. Is you're attentive to the agreement throughout the session. You're focused on what the client wants and the client's language that they used in the coaching agreement. You're focused also on listening for when it seems to go off on a different tangent or a different path, and you're asking, inquiring to the client if that is something to do with this, what they wanted from the session, or is it a separate topic? If it's a separate topic, how do they want to proceed? You give them the choice. Now, a more advanced skill in MCC level and high PCC level is to notice if the client's topic that they're moving away from has maybe some emotional or deeper, you know, inner feeling or meaning to them, and they want to avoid it in some way. So that's when you might want to ask, you know, I noticed that the topic you're moving to seems very strategic, and the one we were talking about is really how you want to affect other people as a leader. So I just wanted to ask whether there's something about the topic we're talking about that felt uncomfortable for you. So if the client says, no, I'm fine, I've just got enough, you know, you move on, you trust the client, but that's the way you sort of work with partnering with the client as well, sharing your intuition but not saying it's the truth. So contracting or recontracting is an important element, and that helps keep the conversation both on target for the client but also on target as they change during the session, or maybe they go, no, that's another topic for another day. The third bullet point here, or check mark, is you need to check at the end of the session specifically against the client's stated outcomes. And so often a coach will say, what are your takeaways from the session? So that's just that may be one great question, but it's not the best question. That is a good question, but the better question is, we're nearing the end of our session. When you think back to the outcomes you stated you wanted from our session, what did you get? Or can you reflect on what you said you wanted from our session and what you actually received? At the beginning of our session, you said you wanted to get X. How did we go? So they are sample questions that you want to, the point is that you want to come back, and you may specifically again ask the client, you know, if the client says, I wanted to have a conversation with my boss, then you might say, you know, I noticed you said you want to have a conversation with your boss, and you know you wanted to have a plan and role play. So how did we do with that? There's another step to that which I won't go into now, which is how that would naturally lead to some more actions potentially, or accountability, but that's for another presentation. So you may want the client to state, you know, can you just recall what did you get against what you said you wanted? And if they miss something, you say, you also said you wanted this. How did that go for you as well? It just helps the client to sort of concretize and think about what they wanted versus what they got, and it also helps them sort of solidify actions or maybe reflections that they still have going on about the session. The fourth one, at the end of the session, you can ask what is still lingering in their mind that didn't get addressed. Now, coaches sometimes don't allow enough time at the end. They sort of do all this inquiry and then they ask about actions, but they don't tease out the actions at the level of who and what, and they don't tease out the actions in terms of what's not been addressed and what they want to do about it. So it could be, you know, what's still on your mind that didn't get addressed today? And then you might ask, how would you like to handle that, if there is anything? Maybe they can take it on as some action for their field work. Maybe there's something else that they can draw on, or another resource. And so you don't all of a sudden put yourself in the loop and say, well, you know, if you want to reach out to me and do this and that between sessions, let the client decide. Trust them as an adult, and let them decide. But oftentimes, not everything gets addressed, and new things come up, so allow some time to ask those questions. So here's some integration practice again, your last challenge in integration practice to get back on your horse, is come up with three new questions for each of these contracting components. How to check in with the client during the session, how to recontract with the client, how to check at the end against the client's specifically stated outcomes, and what's lingering still or on their mind that didn't get addressed. On a separate email or document, you will find information about how to access the recorded coaching sessions to listen to. I'm going to suggest that you listen to them one at a time. And just be aware that you can't download them, but you can listen to them as many times as you wish. And please, you know, respect the confidentiality by not downloading them. The other thing is, you might want to listen just 10 minutes at a time and then go back to any part of these presentations that you have as part of this product and see if you can notice where the coaching agreement came in through the session, if any recontracting came in. Listen for different components and see how many you can distinguish, and listen, as I say, two or three times, and you'll probably hear different things. And the recordings are just meant to integrate all of this learning for you. There's a lot that we've covered in these two presentations so far, and I'm still going to go through the ACC, PCC, MCC distinctions, and that'll add another layer for you. But hopefully you've gained a lot of knowledge now about the other components to take care of as part of establishing the coaching agreement. There may be other markers besides the PCC credentialing markers that will be accompanying this, depending on when they come out. Hopefully you're beginning to see how you can enhance, upgrade and validate your coaching skills and use of the coaching agreement. So that's it for this part of the presentation. We'll now leave it to you to do your own integration practice, and when you're ready, you can move to the third part of this product.